eternal plan of salvation with the lost. If you need prayer, call us here on the Faith Line. We believe God still answers prayer, and we believe God still delivers. And Pastor T. Lewis Jacob is waiting to pray with you right now. If you received a blessing from God this week, Pastor Jacob wants to share praise with you.
To reach the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in the greater Portland, Oregon area, or 1-800-845-2162, literally, from wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God. Well, praise the Lord, and you have found the light in the night. Well, it's your light in the night. The Faith Line program coming to you from two stories down under the satellite dish. I almost dropped it there, didn't I? Right here in the Love Grotto. I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific Time. Oh, we've got email, we Twitter. I'm being encouraged to go on Facebook. I don't know. I spend so much time on that web now, and so does Sister Renee and Sister Tina, that I just don't know. You know, I was praying today, and I noticed that I don't have your photo. Now, some of you have sent me your photo, but many of you have not. And I would like to have them. So our address is Post Office Box 471. Oh, you're going too fast. I know it. We'll give it again. Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon. That's just like Welch's grape juice. Welch's, Oregon. 97067. And I want your photo, so please send it to me.
Well, tell them why you want it.
Well, I want it because I like to have it right there at my desk when I pray. I like to be able to look at them. And I'm like Vera. I have Vera's picture there, and I pray for her. And I have a lot of them. There's Big Wave Dave. There's a whole bunch of them. I'll have to get those up on the web. Somebody says, you've got permission to do that. I've got to get the time, but we're going to get them up there. Where's our website? It's www.lifeboat, that's all one word, .lifeboat.org, O-R-G. And we're streaming live right now from there, so you ought to go and go over to the phone. You know, it's free now if you've got a cell phone. Call that person that you know in Canada or back there in New York City. Wake them up and tell them you've got to listen to the Faithline program. They're on the web. Tell them where we are. All right. We've got the whole gang here tonight, and I'll give you all the ways to reach us. But first, let's talk a little bit. Well, let me give you the question, because that's the way we begin every week. We give you a question, then if you answer it, and it's easy if you listen, then we will give you a free gift. And just a love gift for being a good listener. Here's the question this week. What change has been made on the sign at the Lavender Blue Deli Deli? What did they change on the sign at the Lavender Blue Deli Deli? If you can answer that, call 1-800-845-2162. And if you can't answer it, well, you got to sit up straight and keep your ears open And listen, we mentioned that many times. I think one or two segments were devoted to it. So what change has been made on the sign at the Lavender Blue Deli Deli? If you can answer that, call. Don't text. Call. Don't email. Text. Or text. Or tweet. Just call 1-800-845-2162. Sister Tina is sitting right there ready to field your call. And what's our offer this week? And every week we have an offer so that you can help us to remain on the air and to do the work that we do. Right now we're kind of focused on Haiti. Kind of. We're like a laser focused on Haiti. But we need your help. The thing about the Faith Line, if you're a first-time listener, is there's no overhead. Nobody gets a salary. This is a labor of love for God. So 100% of your donation goes to God's work and is tax deductible. This is a good time to be thinking about taxes, isn't it? Now, here's what we'll do tonight. If you call 1-800-845-2162 and arrange to donate $50 or more, then our love gift to you will be a CD, and here's the name of it. You need it. Why am I not blessed? Every single day, people text me, call me, email me, and ask me, why is God not blessing me? I can refer them to this CD. Why am I not blessed? You want to know why you're not blessed? It's on this CD. All right, now we got one more thing I'll give you for a $50 donation. Beautiful. These are, you get both. You get the CD, Why Am I Not Blessed? And you get a beautiful handmade artesian bracelet from Michael and Jan. I'm going to get their picture in the next newsletter so that you can see these gracious people. They hand make the, I just provided one of your pocket crosses, Michael, to Hezekiah for his mother. Because she's a good Christian lady. All right. Any other news that we should take care of? The phone number, 1-800-845-2162. I encourage you to become a Faithline ambassador for Christ. I've been asking this for several weeks now. And when I asked, what do you have to do to become an ambassador? I got all kinds of answers. One person thought, or several people thought, well, I have to pledge to give every month. No, you don't. And another one says, well, I have to call in. No. Here's what you have to do. You have to help us celebrate the love of the Christmas season throughout the entire year of 2010. How do you do that? Well, you hang a blue Christmas ornament. You know, to be honest and frank with you, hang any kind that you happen to have there, but hang a Christmas ornament on your rearview mirror, or hang it on your walker, or hang it on, we've got one on our ceiling, we've got them in our car, we've got them where people can see them and know that you're a Faithline ambassador for Christ. Then let us know. Take a picture of it, or just write down, say, I've done it, and send that to us, and we will send you a beautiful pocket heart that you can carry with you at all times. Then it signifies that God loves you, and so do we. And we'll give you an official card to carry in your wallet and purse. There you go. Now that's how to become a Faithline ambassador for Christ. Doesn't cost you anything. Somewhere out there in the garage or in the basement or up there in the attic, you've got a Christmas ornament. Take it out. Let's extend the love that comes in the Christmas season throughout this entire year. We're going to take a break here in about 3 minutes, and when we come back, I'll tell you how many days we have until Christmas. And you can just watch as the days go on, as the weeks go on, how they will just dwindle down. And eventually you'll be saying, oh, I'm panicked. I've got to get this all done. Our phone number down here in the grotto is 1-800-845-2162. You can text me, as so many do, and I love to get your text. I'm not getting enough text. Now, my text ministry, well, I'll tell you what, my attorney beat me yesterday. He got more texts than I did. That makes me look bad. My text number, 503-539-3012. 503-539-3012. Text me. You can find me on Twitter, Dr. Jacob. You can find me up there. I tweet all the time, and I love to get tweets. And I've got this new little, I think it's called Echo Phone, and it beeps when somebody has mentioned me. And that makes me feel good. Well, what is that, I thought, for a couple of times. I didn't know that they were doing it. Hello, Dave. That's Big Wave Dave. There's my Jerry that loves Mother Twilla. We'll read what he has to say in just a bit. I'm going to mention a few others that have texted me already. Mitchell is out there listening. Lovekent says she's right there with us. Tracy is out there. That's Tracy P. Lisa is not with us. She's house-sitting and going through other things. Lanita is out there, and we need to pray for her. She's in great pain today. Zhang is out there. I hope he's listening on the web. He's studying to be a preacher, working on his first sermon. I remember that. Then John is out there, and he says, I'll be listening, Brother Jacob. And let me get down here. Hold us up in prayer and hold my father up in prayer. I'm here with him now at the nursing home. We just got to lift them up. There's so many. Put him down in your prayer journal. And if you don't have a prayer journal, call me at 1-800-845-2162. We'll give you one free. All right, shall we play? Let's listen. You know, our music is unique. We announce that on the web. When we tweet, we announce it on the air. We have people call and want us to change what kind of music we're doing. They want us to change what we're doing, Hezekiah. It's working, and everybody loves it. I can't usually keep my mouth shut. I've got to sing along with it. So if you feel like you want to, join me. All right, now all you guys get in on this one, and boom, boom, boom. Joe, you run the board.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Since I
laid my burden down.
You're pegging the meter, but you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right.
Hallelujah.
Well, let me sing a little bit. I love this song.
We'll go right in.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah,
since I
laid my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down.
Wonderful there, Mother, wonderful.
Hey, I feel so much better. And to lay the little burdens down.
Well, I ought to do this one, I'll tell you that.
Well, and you're doing a wonderful job, Floyd, a wonderful job.
Yeah, he pegs my meter, but that's all right. Hey, how about dancing one time around with me there, Mother Willa?
Well, I'd love to, Joe, but now go slow. I'm not as young as I used to be.
Hey, look at him there, Floyd. There he, well, you're dancing. You dance with me, Floyd. Dance with me. Hey, you're dancing and thumbing. You're doing good there, Floyd.
Boy, you guys are looking good. You're making me want to get up and dance.
Well, come on, gracious leader.
I think I will. I'm going higher and higher. Need to lay those burdens down. Going higher and higher.
Well, you're really taking the meter there, Brother Jacob. Maybe you should just back off from that mic or turn that spotlight down a little bit.
Hey, you can really dance, Floyd.
Well, you ain't doing so bad yourself.
Well, you're all wonderful.
Well, this has been fun. I like this one.
I'm going higher. Titillate. No curtains down.
Alright, now big finish, big finish. Murder's
down.
When we produce a new resource for the Faith Line, we give away several of them to find out what the reaction is going to be. This one has caused a furor. Why, that sounds just like my life. That sounds just like me. I remember that. This is a CD of my testimony. How not only did I resist God, but I ran from Him. How I felt like an outsider in the world. I call the testimony, the CD, A Little Bird Told Me. And if you'd like to get this one, it's only $9.95 plus $1.50. for postage. A Little Bird Told Me. You will not regret getting it. A Little Bird Told Me. $9.95 plus $1.50 for postage. Call 1-800-845-2162 and order your copy right now. Or write to the Faithline Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067 and simply say, I want the little bird. And we'll do the rest. The Morse Clinic supports your Faith Line with a monthly donation. Remember, at the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, they treat the cause of your health problem, not just your symptoms. Call 503-962-9113 right now. Make an appointment. They will return your call. That's 503-962-9113. Thank you. When you give to God's work, God will give to you. Why not become a member of the Faithline program? We're a great big family doing good around the world. We're growing all of the time. And here's the best part. 100% of your donation goes to God's work. No one takes a salary. There are no rents to pay. No one else can say that. And everything that you give, every cent that you give, is tax deductible. Call 1-800-845-2162. Help us stay on the air and help us to help those in Haiti. Do it right now. 1-800-845-2162. You will be richly blessed when you do. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. All right, get over there to that phone and give me a call. The number, 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. You can use that text 24 hours a day. Now let's return to the Love Grotto.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart to heart you. You sing to.
Welcome back to the Faith Line program, where we're declaring around the world that the God we serve is love.
You're everything to me.
Remember, before we get, we have to give.
Comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around her. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
Well, I certainly like that. Well, so do I, Mother. I truly enjoy it, you know. You know, we're moving right along here. Do you see what time it is?
Well, time and tide waits for no man.
I know that's true. And Vera, that I was just talking about, has pneumonia. So please put her name down in your prayer journal. And if you don't have a prayer journal, call 1-800-845-2162. We'll give you one. Ronald in San Francisco wants prayer for his children and himself, and that his children get closer to their mother. That's a good man. No, I've got to move over here. Just come with me here. Okay, I want to read you something. The Word of God says, the ransomed of the Lord, that's us, we've been ransomed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will enter Zion with singing. We're going to go home one of these days. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. And, you know, I know there's so many out there tonight that are suffering because they've lost their job, or they've lost their home, or they've lost their mate. It's all going to be all right, dear one. God will work it out. God will work it out. In my life, I've seen that happen so many times. I think, oh, everything is lost, Lord. This is when I was younger, you know. Everything is lost. There's no way out of this dilemma. And then time passes. And you continue to pray, and God presents a new opportunity, and then you walk in and take charge of that opportunity. Sometimes it's a relationship, isn't it? And down the line, then, years pass, or time passes anyway. And you look back and you say, oh, God, look what you've done for me. I thought I was happy, and when I lost all of that, that job or that house or that woman or that man, I thought I was going to die. I thought there was nothing else that would fill my heart. Now, look, I look back, and what you've given me is so much better than what I had before. We need to pray for one another and pray all the time. I hope your family has established a prayer time like mine has. It's right around, if you want to pray with us, it's right around 11, 1130 at night. My family gathers at the kitchen table and we talk a bit and then we join hands and we pray. We pray for one another. We pray for you and we pray protection over our home and ask God to send angels to minister to us during the night, to heal our bodies and to give us a good night's rest and wake us up tomorrow filled with the Spirit and ready to serve Him again. Do you do that yet? Sometimes it's difficult to accept what comes down the road. Here's somebody just, Lovekin, she wants to know how my mother is. Well, she's older than some rocks, but she's health-wise, she's doing fine. Her memory has slipped quite a bit, but she's just doing fine. We have those tough Irish genes, her and I. I think we're both going to make it to 100. Oh, my. If she heard me talking like that, she wouldn't believe it. Well, she wouldn't hear me, because when I call her on the phone, she said, "What?" Yeah. Our ears fail and our eyes fail. But our heart stays the same, doesn't it? You know, they're going to have this Super Bowl. Hezekiah, can you tell me what date that Super Bowl is going to be? The 10th? Well, see now, okay. We're going to figure out when that is. Well, 3, he says, now 3 what? There you go, February the 3rd. You know, every time I look on, thank you, that's Hezekiah Bolton there, star of radio, podcasting, and the best engineer on the Christian Network. But I'll tell you what, and he answers my questions. He's better than Google.
Well, not everything can be answered by Google.
That's true, Mother. I have a sign I took a picture of outside of a church that says just that, that Google can't answer everything. Well, I'm right up against the bottom of the hour. I wasted that time, didn't I, Hezekiah? But see, there is a Super Bowl going on between Jesus and the devil. So I've got to find out when that Super Bowl is, and we're going to upstage him. You know, everybody going to have a tailgate party? Well, we'll have a veranda party. We'll upstage the whole thing. I doubt they'll let us on television. But we know who the winner is. That's probably why. See, but in these big football games, you got to pronounce that right. My friend told me that if you're talking about football, you have to pronounce it right. And so I asked him, how do you pronounce it? And he said, football.
Well... 90% of the game of football is one half mental.
Thank you, Joe. We'll be right back.
2, 1, 2.
Oh, I got the beat now, Merle.
Oh, leaving's getting harder all the time.
Yes, it is.
Staying home hangs heavy on my mind.
Well, you are listening to the Faith Line program. We're coming to you directly from 2 stories down under the satellite dish, and we're here in the Love Grotto. We're going to be right here with you until 3 a.m.
That old fishing pole looks better every day.
We could go up to the lake and
you know.
This old turning
well,
head.
Could I go? Maybe I could go.
It's getting crazy.
Oh,
just to want to be at home is
not
a crime. And leave
it's getting
harder
all
the
time. Play it, Billy.
Hey, playing this is what I do the best.
That old fishing pole looks better every day.
I understand they got wide mouth bass.
This old curly-headed
hair. That's what I do. You don't film it like that.
It's turning gray.
I'm losing mine, Merle.
And the hate to be alone is not a crime.
No, no.
And leaving's getting harder all the time. I said leaving's getting harder all the time.
His blood has set you free. Are you having trouble getting free of those old drugs or that alcohol or pornography or marriage strife or financial difficulty? You need His blood has set you free. For On Air, you can have it for a donation of only $6.95 plus postage. Call right now. His blood has set you free. 1-800-845-2162. Call right now. 1-800-845-2162. His blood has set you free. We are so proud of the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon. Not only do they support the Faith Line, but they do wonderful work. Here's a letter that I received just this week from Sister Carol in Baker, Oregon. She says, "Dear Brother Jacob, I suffered with colitis and diverticulitis. I had chronic abdominal pain. I had alternating constipation and diarrhea. Sometimes I was afraid because there was blood in my stool. I had done everything that the other doctors had told me to do. Then I heard about the Morse Clinic on your program. I made an appointment, and they did a complete physiological profile, and I followed their recommendations. Brother Jacob, now it has been 3 years, and I have had 3 colonoscopies that have been perfectly normal. Thank you for your recommendation. Won't you call them today if you suffer? Don't suffer another day. Call 760-6081. That's 503-760-6081. Make an appointment. You haven't tried everything till you've been to the Morse Clinic. When you give to God's work, God will give to you. Why not become a member of the Faithline program? We're a great big family doing good around the world. We're growing all of the time. And here's the best part. 100% of your donation goes to God's work. No one takes a salary. There are no rents to pay. No one else can say that. And everything that you give, every cent that you give, is tax deductible. Call 1-800-845-2162. Help us stay on the air and help us to help those in Haiti. Do it right now. 1-800-845-2162. You will be richly blessed when you do. Sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, 2 stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you.
Fresh blood of the land.
the time that you were free? Give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. Welcome back.
There comes a time in everybody's life when you're troubled and don't know what to do.
Well, we know what to do. Let's take those troubles right to the throne of God. And you are listening to the Faithline program coming to you from two stories down under the satellite dish, right here in the Love Grotto.
Hallelujah.
Oh, here's a... Robert, I'm going to give his last name. I think it's Italian. Robert O'Rourke. Isn't that Italian? He's as Irish as I am, that guy. Anyway, he says he appreciates us, and he works at a hotel. Where is this? In San Francisco, Merrily. And he plays this program in the lobby, and then when people come in, he tells them to go up to the room and listen to the program, and he gives his testimony. And he says a lot of them do. They go upstairs and tune in the Faith Line. Let's see. He's 53 years old. Well, I don't think they need to know that. But he's been with the Lord, and haven't you got a ministry, brother? I think he's got a ministry. Is this the same guy that texts me? I think so. You know, Robert, I need to call back. It's free. And tell us the name of your church. I gave you a plug. Now I've lost that, see. I'm getting old around the edges.
Well, just around the edges, that's all.
Mother, you're so good to me. And David, the light, no, this isn't the light in the night. Yes, it is. This is him. He said, he's the one who coined that phrase for us. He needs prayer for where he works. 70% of the people are losing jobs. Oh, and I heard yesterday on the news that the recession was over. Oh, I don't know. Pray for everyone and their families. We're going to do it, brother. Did you guys notice out there? Did you notice, Hezekiah? I think I got you, too, see? I just suckered everybody. I used some bait to see who was listening. Now, if you asked him to give you an idea of where... You know, Cain slew Abel, and then he took his wife and went off the land of Nod. Where did he get his wife? Well, nobody had answered that. I don't know. But ask him when the Super Bowl is. I got texts from people I didn't even know were listening out there. They know that one. Get down there to the store, ladies and gentlemen, and get those Cheetos. Get those Neckos in that Coca-Cola. Get ready. Get some popcorn. I don't know. And get ready to watch that football. You know, you better get ready to watch the great Super Bowl that's coming. It's going to be like The Price is Right. You know, there won't be any turning back. Because Father God is going to say, Jesus Christ, come on down. And when he comes, he's going to set his little dainty toe right there on the rock. And it's going to split wide open, and out of it is going to flow a river that will nourish everything that it touches. And he's going to rule. He's going to rule with an iron rod. See, he's not that little baby in that crib that that everybody wants to keep him in there. He's not that way. Oh, he's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the truth and the life. And he's coming. If you can't see that, people keep telling me they won't admit that Jesus is coming, Hezekiah. They want me to understand that the world's coming to an end when the Mayan calendar ends. Oh, Y2K is coming. Get scared here. Buy those beans and store them under your bed. Go out there and get that dehydrated food. Remember that? I'm going to believe it when my Lord tells me, when it's in the Bible, not on some calendar from the jungles of Mexico, that when that calendar ends, well, I probably won't be able to get my Mayan sweet onions from Safeway. And there won't be one Mayan out there that knows what date it is. But nothing's going to happen on that date. How do I know that? How can I be sure of that? Oh, look at a mangri out there. I know that because my Bible says that no man can know the time. Not even Jesus knows the hour, but we can know the season. And I'm here to declare the season. And Jesus is going to come. He's sitting right there, right next to God the Father, see? He's all dressed. He's got his name written across his thigh. His horse is all saddled and ready to go. He's waiting for the Father to tell him, Son, go down there and get my church.
Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine.
Said if I die, my soul be lost.
It's nobody's fault but mine.
Mother.
My mother taught me how to read.
My mother taught me how to read.
If I die and my soul be lost,
it's nobody's fault but mine.
Nobody's fault but mine.
Go ahead, now.
Ain't nobody's fault but mine.
If I die and my soul be lost,
it's nobody's fault but mine.
Mama taught me how to pray.
Mama taught me how to pray.
If I die, my soul be lost. Nobody's fault but mine.
Nobody's fault but mine,
boy.
Singing.
Well, it's just kind of a thumb, you know.
When we produce a new resource for the Faith Line, we give away several of them to find out what the reaction is going to be. This one has caused a furor. Why, that sounds just like my life. That sounds just like me. I remember that. This is a CD of my testimony. How not only did I resist God, but I ran from Him. How I felt like an outsider in the world. I call the testimony, the CD, A Little Bird Told Me. And if you'd like to get this one, it's only $9.95 plus $1.50. for postage. A Little Bird Told Me. You will not regret getting it. A Little Bird Told Me. $9.95 plus $1.50 for postage. Call 1-800-845-2162 and order your copy right now. Or write to the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067, and simply say, I want the little bird. And we'll do the rest. When you give to God's work, God will give to you. Why not become a member of the Faithline program? We're a great big family doing good around the world. We're growing all of the time. And here's the best part. 100% of your donation goes to God's work. No one takes a salary. There are no rents to pay. No one else can say that. And everything that you give, every cent that you give, is tax deductible. Call 1-800-845-2162. Help us stay on the air and help us to help those in Haiti. Do it right now. 1-800-845-2162. You will be richly blessed when you do. The address of the Faith Line is The Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. The Morse Clinic supports your Faith Line with a monthly donation. Remember, at the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, they treat the cause of your health problem, not just your symptoms. Call 503-962-9113 right now. Make an appointment. They will return your call. That's 503-962-9113. 9113. Thank you. Now let's return to the Love Grotto.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Yes, Lord, that's what we need.
Oh, we certainly do.
Oh, hear my plea.
Welcome back to the Faith Line program. Coming to you directly from two stories down out of the satellite dish, right here in the Love Grotto. Going to be with you till 3 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, so don't you touch that dial.
Or let it be.
Hallelujah. Just a closer walk with thee.
Back on
yeah.
The air.
Hey, we're all off key anyway.
Hear my plea.
Well, I'm just going to turn it down.
Oh, hear me, Lord.
There's Brother Jay, Mike, out there in Turner, Oregon. He wants us to pray for his family to be closer together than they are now. To pray for his wife's eyes. She needs surgery. And their 13-year-old grandson has a bad heart. Oh, let's pray. Let's pray for them. Put them down. His name, Brother J. Mike. Put his name down in your prayer journal. Don't have a prayer journal? Knock on my phone door, either by text at 503-539-3012, or call the studio here, down here in the Love Grotto, 1-800-845-2162. Sister Tina will take your phone call, and you tell her, I want a prayer journal, and we'll get it to you free of charge. Of course, if you want to enclose a little gift in there to help us stay on the air, that'd be just dandy, you know. Here we got one that I got to tell you about. Now, Robert, he called back. Thank you, Robert. Hi, guys, sitting down there. Listen, they're all sitting around in the lobby listening to us.
Well, hi, guys. Are we high enough dB for you? Are you been able to pick us up down there?
Hey! They're doing good. Look at those guys. They're dressed sharp down there in San Francisco.
Well, my goodness, I hope somebody makes them a cup of tea.
Yeah, they're part of the Outpost Church. The Outpost Church. And his name is Robert O'Rourke. A fine Italian name. Yes, it is. Yes. God bless you, Robert. You stay in touch with me. We're going to do something. I may have to come down there and thump a Bible with you. Wouldn't that be fun? Emery in San Francisco has been blessed after prayer. He's been blessed with a job. And a good one, he says. He says, I want God to make me stronger so that I stay in his word. Do it, Emery. You know, do it. Oh, God bless you. You know, God is so good all day long. I hear people say, I don't know why God lets this happen. He lets it happen because he doesn't want you to be a robot. He wants you to have free will. And all you've got is just this one moment, just this one moment, and then it's gone, and then another moment, and then it's gone. Are you with me? And in that one moment, you have just one of two things that you can do. You can choose to do what's right, or you can do what's wrong. You can choose to do what's good, or you can do what's bad. You can choose to walk with God, or walk with the devil. See? That's why we're here. Oh, I hear from so many that's wanting to know, how come Uncle Harry is going to die? How come Aunt Harriet's going to die? How come I'm going to die? How come everybody's going to die? We're just here for a little while. God says that it's like when we begin to burn, you know, because we're just doing so good, then that the flower begins to wilt and die. That's the sun is hot. Are you with me? That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to be. This isn't it. Can I just tell you that? This is just the beginning. We live and then we step off. And then comes the great adventure. Hallelujah. Young people out there are saying, yeah, but you're old. You know, you're going to make that journey quickly. You don't know when you're going to do it. I've seen people that are 7, 8 years old run over by a car, haven't you? Haven't you heard of that? Haven't you heard of someone with a brand new license, driver's license, getting into a car, going out, getting hit by a semi? We never know. My Bible says that we're to keep our lamps full. That means that we're to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that oil that in those lamps. It's not talking about some kind of a canola oil. Or oil that we're going to buy over there in Iraq with a war. It's talking about the Holy Spirit. And we have to be filled with that Holy Spirit. Yeah, but I want a job. God will get you a job. If you believe it, if you follow him, if you're doing what he says because you love him and not because you want something. No, I've watched that so many times, you know. People giving up and getting real close to God because they want something. And then when they don't get it, whoa, boy, I don't hear from them anymore. All gone. Or if they don't get it, then they're angry, see. They don't trust God. Emory trusted God. And he wants to trust him more. He's got a good job. He said, I've not only got a job, I've got a good job. We got to pray for these 70% of the people who work with our brother Dave, the light in the night there in San Jose, are losing their job. We've got to pray for them. That's all there is to it. Oh, I forgot to give the question again. I'll do it when we come back, all right? We've got to go and let all the stations identify. KPDQ Radio, 93.9 FM.
People at the altar are kneeling down to pray. Some are finding mercy, forgiveness for their sins. Some are fighting battles and they're struggling to win. The time has come. Them to the Lord.
This is Brother Jacob. You know that Christian love that I talk about here on the Faith Line? Well, you can find it at the Morse Clinic, 15932 Southeast Division, right here in Portland, Oregon. Not only do you receive modern health care, but you will receive love and prayer. Listen now. You haven't tried everything until you have tried the Morse Clinic for your health problems. Why not call them today? 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081. For Christian love and health care.
You're listening to The Faith Line on 800 KPDQ Portland and 93.9 KPDQ FM Portland, a service of Salem Communications.
A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there in tears, giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. Those who call upon him, they will never be the same. The time has come to give in to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore.
You are listening to the Faith Line program, and this is Brother Jacob. I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific time. Don't you touch that dial.
God is a good God. God is a good God. He saved my soul.
To reach me down here in the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in Portland, Oregon, or 1-800-845-2162. Literally. From wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God.
God is a good God. Hey, God is a good God. He woke me up this morning. He woke me up this morning. He woke me up. Hallelujah. He woke me up this morning.
Need a little love? Need some hope? Well, your dial is set just right.
God is a good God. God is a good God. God is a good God.
Isn't that wonderful? Hello, Los Angeles, Anaheim, Cucamonga, Santa Barbara, Santa Maria, San Luis Nabisco. Isn't that the way it's pronounced? San Diego, how are you doing out there tonight? You found the Faith Line program. I see that one guy sitting over there. Do you see him, Hezekiah? He's saying,
what's going on, Martha? I've never heard anything like that on that Christian radio station before.
I'm just trying to keep you awake, that's all. So that I can introduce you to the Lord Jesus Christ if you don't know him. If you do know him, I want you out there telling others. I want you to become an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ, a Faith Line ambassador. And the way that you do that is you just take a Christmas ornament and hang it from your rearview mirror. Get a small one, see. I said blue in the beginning, but so few have blue balls that out there. They buy multicolored. So just any color and hang it up there on your rearview mirror. Hang it from your walker. Hang it from the light fixtures there in your home. Hang it in the window. Hang it somewhere and then take a picture of it or just write and tell us. We'll take your word for it. That you have it hung, and we will send you a little pocket heart to carry so that you can remember whenever you see it, whenever you touch it, you'll see that God loves you and so do we. And I'll send you an official card announcing to the world that you are an ambassador for Christ through the Faith Line program. So all you have to do is just hang up an ornament. That's all you have to do. Here's Mike, and where is Mike? He's in Woodburn, Oregon. He's had asthma for 70 years. Boy, a lot of people share that with you, my brother. He wants healing. Prayer for himself that God will show me. I want to show him what now? Well, where I can have a garden. And to pray for his whole family's health. Well, you know, brother, if you've had it for 70 years, then here's the thing. You know, when in my youth, my cousin had asthma. He was the only one in our family that had it. And he passed away like at age 42. Now today, see, you've lived a long life. You're going to live even longer. And we have wonderful things that... some of those inhalers that people use that are just wonderful. God is good. He has solved the problems one way or another. He's just he's an awesome God. He's a wonderful God. In the first hour, I read for those that were listening. Let me get this started here. The ransomed of the Lord will return. Yes, we will. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. No one can take our joy. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. I, even I, am he who comforts you. And then he says, listen now, who are you that you fear mortal men? The sons of men who are but grass, that you forget the Lord your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, that you live in constant terror every day because of the warmth of the oppressor who is bent on destruction. Are you with me? Why are we so afraid of men and not of God? The beginning of respect is a little bit of fear, my Bible says in Proverbs. We should have respect for our God. All right, now, listen to me here, you guys that are just tuning in. If you're a new listener, don't touch the dial for at least two programs worth till you figure out what we're doing here. And then you'll become one of us. You'll become all grotto-wise because we're down here in the Love Grotto, two stories down under the satellite dish, and if you listen to us long enough, like our music, you will undergo what we call grottoization. And when it is complete, you will be grottoized and you will enjoy this program. Now, come on. Let me have a little fun. So here's the question for tonight. And if you call up and answer this question, and it's an easy question for those who listen every week. No, I'm not, Chris. It's the truth. I have to answer his text because he says he's going to bed. Now, next time I'm talking to him, I'll fall asleep while he's talking, see? Hard to fall asleep when he's talking, though. If you can answer this question, I'll give you a free gift. What change has been made on the sign down there at the Lavender Blue Deli? What change has been made on the sign at the Lavender Blue Deli? We got the answer to that, 1-800-845-2162. We'll give you a free gift. Now, you want to help us stay on the air? Robert, get up and take a collection there. Here's all you have to do for a donation of $50 or more, and we hope it's more, I'll send you my CD, Why Am I Not Blessed? Now, don't you want to know if you've lost your job, you've lost your mate, you've lost your health? Don't you want to know why am I not blessed? Why are you not blessed? I'll give you that as a love gift. And listen, with that CD, I'm going to send you a beautiful handmade artisan bracelet from the studios of Michael and Jan. And Michael and Jan, I have one on right now. They're beautiful. So I wear them, and then when somebody wants them, well, off they come and away they go. But I like to wear them, and I like my pocket cross. That's for a donation of $50 or more. I'll send you Why Am I Not Blessed and a beautiful handmade artisan bracelet. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. Become an ambassador for Christ through the faith line. Why not do that? It's so simple. Just hang a Christmas ornament. And help us to celebrate the love of Christmas throughout the whole year. And I'll look it up for you as we're going. Let me see. It's going to take a second once I get out of this part of my phone and get back here No, it's back further. It's back one more. One more. There it is. So I just touch that, and pretty soon it's going to tell me how long, how many days until Christmas. And it seems long, doesn't it? It seems like, well, that's so far away. Why even worry about it? Well, because we are trying to celebrate Christmas all year round so that that love will stay with us. And it'll creep up on you. There it is, 327 sleeps. You go to bed 327 more times. There's Christmas. And it'll go so quickly. If you'd like to know exactly, it's 327 sleeps, 22 hours, 46 minutes, and 45 seconds there. It just keeps ticking away. I wish we could stop time sometimes. And other times, you know, when we were kids, we wanted to speed it up. You know, are we home yet? Remember saying that? When do I have to wait till Friday? You remember that? I don't know about you. I truly enjoyed my childhood when I was 9, 10, 11 years old. I've asked God when I get to heaven if he wouldn't just, you know, kind of let me spend a few hundred years at age 9 or 10. I see some kids every day, that not every day, but that when I'm working, their mothers bring them in. And I have one little girl, I'm sure she's not listening this time of night, and she sits there next to her mother, and I'm worse than some, I don't know what I'm worse than, but I move my hands a lot when I talk. And she sits in front of me and mimics every movement I make. And pretty soon I can't remember what I was talking about. And then she just laughs. Now you know that that child is 9 years old. In fact, she just had a birthday. So in about 9 more years, she'll be 18, and she won't do anything like that. She'll be real serious. Too serious. She'll be running around out there in a soap opera, you know. Take her another 10 years to come back to God and to settle down and see that being a mimic was one of the funnest parts of her life. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after this. Now wipe your eyes. Don't cry, Floyd.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones we used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen. Hear those sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. You know, I used to be out there on the street with that old shopping cart. And nobody loved me, and I didn't even know Jesus. Now got all these friends and all the listeners who write to me. I just love them all, Brother Jacob. I know you do, Floyd. Ability to be, do, or have whatever you want, as long as it is within God's will. Are you lacking power in your life? Then, if you are, you need my new CD, Holy Ghost Power. Send for it today. Just call 1-800-845-2162 and tell whoever answers the phone, I want Holy Ghost Power in my life. The donation is $9.95. And $1.50 for postage, of course. That's Holy Ghost Power. Call today. 1-800-845-2162. In fact, do it right now. Get the Holy Ghost in His power working in your life. When you give to God's work, God will give to you. Why not become a member of the Faithline program? We're a great big family doing good around the world. We're growing all of the time. And here's the best part. 100% of your donation goes to God's work. No one takes a salary. There are no rents to pay. No one else can say that. And everything that you give, every cent that you give, is tax deductible. Call 1-800-845-2162. Help us stay on the air and help us to help those in Haiti. Do it right now. 1-800-845-2162. You will be richly blessed when you do. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. The Morse Clinic supports your Faith Line with a monthly donation. Remember, at the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, they treat the cause of your health problem, not just your symptoms. Call 503-962-9113 right now. Make an appointment. They will return your call. That's 503-962-9113. Thank you. All right, get over there to that phone and give me a call. The number, 1-800-845-2162. Or text me at 503-539-3012. You can use that text 24 hours a day. Now let's return to the Love Grotto.
Welcome back to the Faithline program. Don't be excited by all the stuff in the world. Just lay back there and enjoy a little love of Jesus. Well, yeah, we're coming to you from two stories down under the satellite dish right here in the Love Grotto.
Well, my goodness, here's a text from Clyde.
Yeah, that he says, maybe time for more tea.
Well, isn't that a coincidence? Because I just made you some.
I noticed that. Is that jasmine tea, Mother?
Yes, that's the jasmine tea that we buy. And not the kind with the flowers in it, but it's the good one.
Well, thank you.
Now, you know, Commander, I think I'm just a little worried about you.
You worried about me, Mother? Why?
Well, I think that you're getting addicted to computers, that's why.
Oh, no, I'm not getting addicted to computers, Mother.
Well, gracious leader, you just pushed a button on Joe's coat.
I did? Don't tell anybody. If I did that, don't tell anybody. I do spend a lot of time on my phone. I don't turn on my computer a lot anymore. I was thinking about getting one of those iPads, you know, but I'm not going to do it. I think that's a gamer's machine, isn't it, Hezekiah? That's going to be for gamers. You haven't seen it? Well, get with it there. Get on the web and look it up. Yeah, they announced it on Wednesday, you know. And I have, I can send you a whole video of the whole thing. But I like my phone better. It will take the place of a gaming machine, and it will take the place of a Lindekin. Well, but I like mine, and I'm going to stick with it.
Well, you're very, very, you know, once you make up your mind...
Well, you're trying to think of stubborn.
Yes, that's the word that he's probably trying to think of. I'm going to need to ask some of you guys out there a question, if you would. I've got a couple of things. We got the Super Bowl out of the way. Oh, that was funny. But we'll have our own Super Bowl, Jesus versus the devil. Now, here's the thing. I want your photo. I have not got enough photos. Renee, you can't believe how Renee is working on the web. A lot of it we don't know how to do. You know, Joe, I don't know where our webmaster went. If you're out there, Joe, we've got most of it on its back, brother, but we need to know how to download that whole thing onto a hard disk so that we can upgrade WordPress. Now, that's enough of that stuff. We'll have everybody out there turning their dial. And we need one thing from you. If there's someone out there, you know, that you've been blessed in some wonderful way, we need an Apple laptop. Now, we don't need some antique, you know, that ready for the historical society, but we would like to have an Apple laptop. Sister Renee spends hour upon hour on that web. And I know that that would help her a lot. So if somebody's got one out there, if you've got two, you know, there's somebody listening down there in Hollywood that could afford to buy six of them. Well, buy one here and send it up here to the Faith Line, will you? If you've got one, call 1-800-845-2162. He says, ask, seek, and knock, and I'm asking. He'll send it. You watch him. He'll do it. And we said 327 sleeps until Christmas. And we need your email address. until we get your email address, you're going to have to go to, well, we're going to send out one or maybe two more newsletters. And then after that, we're going to have a blog on our website, which will take the place of a newsletter. And we will email all of that to you, and a lot of updates, a lot of, you know, a lot of things. Keep you informed if we have your email address. If we don't have it, those down there on the docks in Long Beach are listening. Hi, guys. I haven't said hi to you in a long time. I feel bad about that. And those working at the Salvation Army store are listening. And Robert there at the Outpost Church, he just can't believe I'd mention him. Well, man, those at the Index Church, Index Community Church up there in Washington. Well, we got one more. But before we take that break at the bottom of the hour,
ahoy, Kevin!
Well, be careful out there, Kevin.
Hey! Man, the marlin spikes there.
Well, watch out for the mermaids, and make sure you have enough Little Debbies out there, Kevin.
Avast, ye swabbies.
That's our salute to the Pacific Fury, who is at this moment adrift out there in the Bering Sea. Kevin is listening at this time of night. Is he listening? Everybody around me is going, what do I know? Well, I don't know either. But if you're out there, you heard us. And if not, you'll hear us on the web. What else do we want to take care of here before we go to break? Isn't this a fun group of people? I just love, and you know, here's how much they pay attention. Mike called back. He said, my friend has the asthma. I don't have it. Well, you see, I don't take the phone calls, and they write it down one way. Like they said, your friend was 70-something. He's 83. And Mike doesn't have the asthma. It's his friend that's got it. Well, get some albuterol. No, we'll pray for you. You know we will. Merle, let's sing this one for Artwilla. She's not from Fresno, but she's from Texas.
Almost felt you touching me. Just now.
You are listening to the Faithline program.
I wish I knew which way to turn and go.
Coming to you from two stories down under the satellite dish right here in the Love Grotto. Where it's time to go out there to the kitchen and, well, make another cup of tea or go over there to the refrigerator and get some of those things that you like to munch on. But you come right back, and don't you touch that dial.
Only fly. If I could only fly.
When you get back, I'll be sitting right here with my hair all combed. My shoes are all shined. My tie is on straight. My pens and pencils are all in a row. And dear one, my Bible is open. Because I want to pray for you today.
Another sinking sun. And one more lonely night. The wind keeps blowing somewhere.
Every day. Tell me things get better
somewhere up the way.
Oh, that's just dismal thinking
on a dismal day.
sad songs for us to bear.
If I could fly, I'd come be with you, Jesus.
If I could only fly, if I could only fly, I'd bid this place goodbye, to come and be with you. But I could hardly stand,
and I've got nowhere to run.
Another singing sun, and one more lonely night,
unless you call.
You know, sometimes I write happy songs.
Well, I'd like to hear one.
Then some little thing goes wrong.
Yeah, I've been there.
I wish they all could make you smile.
Yeah.
Coming home soon, and I want to stay.
I'm coming, Jesus.
Maybe we can somehow get away. And I wish you could come with me when I go again.
The America that we all used to know and love is changing, isn't it? The morals are changing, the mores are changing. We hardly recognize this country anymore. It's difficult for a Christian to survive. Well, I have your answer right here. A sermon called How to Survive the Changes in America. You can order yours right now. The price? Well, it's a donation of $6.95 plus postage. Call right now and order your copy of How to Survive the Changes in America, 1-800-845-2162. Learn how to get along with all of these changes and remain a Christian. We are so proud of the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon. Not only do they support the Faith Line, but they do wonderful work. Here's a letter that I received just this week from Sister Carol in Baker, Oregon. She says, "Dear Brother Jacob, I suffered with colitis and diverticulitis. I had chronic abdominal pain. I had alternating constipation and diarrhea. Sometimes I was afraid because there was blood in my stool. I had done everything that the other doctors had told me to do. Then I heard about the Morse Clinic on your program. I made an appointment, and they did a complete physiological profile, and I followed their recommendations. Brother Jacob, now it has been 3 years, and I have had 3 colonoscopies that have been perfectly normal. Thank you for your recommendation. Won't you call them today if you suffer? Don't suffer another day. Call 760-6081. That's 503-760-6081. Make an appointment. You haven't tried everything till you've been to the Morse Clinic. When you give to God's work, God will give to you. Why not become a member of the Faith Line program? We're a great big family doing good around the world. We're growing all of the time. And here's the best part. 100% of your donation goes to God's work. No one takes a salary. There are no rents to pay. No one else can say that. And everything that you give, every cent that you give, is tax deductible. Call 1-800-845-2162. Help us stay on the air and help us to help those in Haiti. Do it right now. 1-800-845-2162. You will be richly blessed when you do. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. Be sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. The time that you were free, give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart-to-heart you. You sing to.
Welcome back to the Faith Line program, where we're declaring around the world that the God we serve is love.
You're everything to.
Remember, before we get, we have to give.
Comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life? To cling to.
Here goes.
Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you found her, build your world around her. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
See, it doesn't matter whether you're on tune or not. Just sing. I can't get anybody around here to sing.
Well, I'll sing with you next time.
Okay. That's a deal. Let me, I want you out there to put down on your prayer list, in your prayer journal, a Mr. John David Gutierrez. John David Gutierrez. He's in Los Angeles. He's in a rest home. And his son, Johnny, is right there with him, and he wants him prayed for. So pray for Mr. John David Gutierrez. God bless you. Now, it says here in Psalm 138:7, in the old King James Version, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. And all the heads out there nod up and down, Hezekiah. But when they get in trouble, they go, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, one little tiny demon comes along. I saw one time attacked by a demon that was on a crutch. He's about 3 foot tall and on a crutch. And she was a pillar of this church that I went to at that time. And here comes along this little old problem. You know it's caused by a demon because God doesn't cause anything like that. And the little tiny old thing, about 3 foot tall, and he's on a crutch, and she just gives it all up. Whoa! What am I going to do? You got to have strength of faith. God is in his heaven. God is with you. You're a child of the living God. And this I've got to tell you. He just loves you. There's no way for you to measure the amount of love that God has for you. He sent his only begotten Son that you might be saved. Let's check in on the gang.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
The gang and I took a trip in the Love Bus this week. We just had to get outside. There was a break in the steady rain at about 11 a.m., and we decided to go. Of course, it took the gang about 2.5 hours to pack the bus. Our plan was to have a picnic in the country, and we headed up to Bridal Veil Falls. When we arrived, well, there was only about 2 hours of daylight left. So the gang got busy setting up for a picnic.
My, the rain has stopped. God is blessing.
I'll set up the barbecue. And I'll start the charcoal. This is going to be great.
Well, shut the door, Mr. Munn. The rain has stopped, but the wind is very cold out there.
Well, I'll shut the door just as soon as everyone that is getting out has got out. Now, that's the way it is, Victoria. Hey, did you see those 3 deer standing in the road back there when we drove up?
Oh, I saw them, Ralph. I thought we was going to hit them.
Well, no chance of that, Floyd. This love bus has great maneuverability.
Man over what?
It handles nice, is what he's saying, Floyd.
I'll need some help getting the barbecue grill off the roof. I brought the big Texas rig.
Hey, we'll get her down. Well, I'll put out the minute work sign so nobody will run over you guys.
Good thinking, Milford. We don't want any accidents.
Well, gracious, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am stopping those old cigars. Put on your coat and hat, Victoria.
Well, I will, but why did we have to come way out here to barbecue when we have a nice warm kitchen in the Love Grotto? Well, this is an adventure, Victoria. Side, look at them beautiful falls there.
I'll get you your walker off the side carrier, Victoria. Victoria, you stay put until I come to get you.
I think that I'll stay right here until the awning is set up and the fire is going.
Well, I brought you a thermos of jasmine tea, Commander. You sit right there,
and I'll get you a steaming cup of tea.
Whoa, could we close that door yet?
Well, soon, Victoria, very soon.
Well, I'm not complaining, I'm just asking, that's all.
Well, get that passenger's a blanket. There, get the passenger a blanket. There's no love in the love bus when a passenger is cold.
I'm on at Milford. Where, where are the blankets?
Well, you'll find one in the overhead storage right there above seat number 14.
Here they are. Hang on. Hang on, Victoria.
Well, yes. At home, I would have had my toasty electric blanket. Oh, well.
Hey, Joe wants to know where the meat is stored, Mother Twilla.
Well, I thought Joe was going to bring it. I packed salad and dessert, but I didn't pack any meat. I thought... Oh, my goodness, I thought Joe was going to bring it.
What kind of dessert did you bring, Mother Twilla?
Well, I brought green jello and banana cream pie, Floyd.
Are you all going to get out of that bus?
Hey, right now, Joe, right now.
Well, I'm sorry, Joe. I thought that you brought the chicken for the barbecue.
Well, there you go. Now, what do we do?
Oh, I did bring some poblano peppers and a poblano... Boy, I can't say that. It's too cold. Poblano peppers and eggplant. We could toast that.
Oh, my goodness! You will find a large macaroni salad there in the chop box on the back of the love bus. I made it last night when Bernard's snoring woke me up.
Hey, that sounds good. I'll get the picnic table set up.
Well, there aren't many people out here today. We have nearly the whole place to ourselves, guys.
Well, people, you know, don't like the rain, Brother Jacob, but it ain't raining right now, and Thelma just loves it this way.
Oh, God is blessing. Yes, yes, God is blessing.
Well, are you people going to get out of that bus or not?
Well, yes, you go on ahead, Milford. Just leave the heater running when you go.
You mean I hauled that heavy barbecue grill up there on top of the roof and then down off of the roof and we have nothing to barbecue?
We will have some of your delicious roasted peppers, Joe. I will make some eggplant roll-ups with your famous barbecue sauce, Miracle Whip, and garlic. It will be wonderful because God is blessing, Joe. Don't get upset. God is blessing. Well, that's another thing I love about you, Mother. You can turn a rock into a gold nugget.
Oh, my Jesus could turn water into wine. Well, yes, that wouldn't do us much good, Floyd. None of us drink, you know.
I love you, silly old Floyd.
Oh, so did I, Brother Jacob, so did I.
Hey, I was out having a look-see. And, you know, there's one of those taco trucks over by the road.
Tacos? Oh, me old tummy is just starting to have the rumblies.
Ask them if they have cabeza de pollo tacos there, Ralph. Well, I could eat one or two fish tacos. God is blessing.
Well, the barbecue is going. Finally. And you guys want tacos?
Well, they'll go good with your roasted peppers, Joe. It'll be all right.
Oh, that is a rabbinecker.
Be nice, Joe. Be patient.
Oh, I try, Mother Twilla, but sometimes...
Well, do they have Cholula sauce over there at that taco place? Do they have any Cholula sauce, Ralph?
Hey, we never go anywhere without Cholula and Miracle Whip there, Floyd.
Well, yes, and but we forgot the main course.
Well, God is blessing Joe. Just relax.
Oh, that black cloud over there looks funny, I'll tell you that much.
That cloud is it's filled with rain, Floyd.
Hey, this is Oregon. It rains here.
Well, no kidding. And it's cold out there as usual. Does that door really need to stand open?
pull that cover up over your neck there, Victoria. Well, hey, people, it is starting to rain hard. Help me get the grill back on the roof.
Well, look at those boys' work, Commander. They're very fast.
Okay, Mr. Munn, we're all packed and in the bus. Shut the door.
Well, finally, God is really blessing.
Well, I'll get us home. Don't worry about that.
Well, there you have it. Another chapter in the ongoing saga that the Love Grotto Gang calls life. Tune in again next week when you will hear Joe say,
"Well, we should have stayed here to begin with."
Now, play number 12 on that CD with a picture of the falls on the label. All right, we do this one together.
Oh, this is one of my favorites here. This is one of my favorites.
Hey, it's got that New Orleans sound to it.
Oh, I love it. Makes me think of down there on the bayou.
Can I just do a tum-tum here?
Well, I thought you were.
Well, just keep dancing.
Life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down, 'cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
KPDQ Radio, 93.9 FM.
People at the altar are kneeling down to pray. Some are finding mercy, forgiveness for their sins. Some are fighting battles and they're struggling to win. The time has come to give them to the Lord.
This is Brother Jacob. You know that Christian love that I talk about here on the Faith Line? Well, you can find it at the Morse Clinic, 15932 Southeast Division, right here in Portland, Oregon. Not only do you receive modern health care, but you will receive love and prayer. Listen now, you haven't tried everything until you have tried the Morse Clinic for your health problems. Why not call them today, 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081 for Christian love and health care.
You're listening to The Faith Line on 800 KPDQ Portland and 93.9 KPDQ FM Portland, a service of Salem Communications.
A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there in tears, giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. Those who call upon him, they will never be the same. The time has come to give in to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. Jesus is waiting, he is waiting here for you. Go quickly now before they
listening to the Faith Line program, and this is Brother Jacob.
God is a good God. God is a good God.
I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific time. Don't you touch that dial.
God is a good God. God is a good God. He saved my soul.
To reach me down here in the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in Portland, Oregon, or 1-800-845-2162. Literally. From wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God.
God is a good God. God is a good God. He woke me up this morning. He woke me up this morning. He woke me up. Hallelujah. He woke me up this morning.
Need a little love? Need some hope? Well, your dial is set just right. Oh, he's such a good God. Well, here it is now. We're approaching, and so that you'll know if you're a new listener, we celebrate the Lord's Supper on the Faith Line once a month, the last Saturday of the month. Tonight's the night, and we'll be doing that here very shortly. Mary calls to say that she needs a physical healing and a financial healing, and she wants a closer walk with the Lord. Write her name down in your prayer journal. And here's Geraldine. She's got health problems, and her children need jobs, and she says she's been praying for us. We need to pray for Geraldine. She's in Oakland. Hi, Geraldine. Here's William. William, many people, I'm informed, call with this question. Why I don't take more foreign calls? Well, I guess for the same reason that a lot of programs don't. It's due to our format, you see. Our format is what you hear. But here's the difference. You need to know that we were probably the first, number one, person in the country that I'm aware of. Now, there were more, I'm sure. You know, I've never been first at anything. That began a text ministry. And while I've been sitting here tonight, I've probably got 40 calls. 40 texts. Let me read you a couple of them to show you what kind of things. He says, here's one from, she says, I stomp on those devils with a Jesus footprint. There's one that we pray for all the time and we communicate with. Here's one, he says, good morning, I just woke up and I'm aboard praying for John Gutierrez. And there's my Tommy. Hi, Tommy. And I did my testimony last week just for Tommy. Here's one. You doing good? Go, this one says. And on and on. And they just, the text ministry goes on and on. Now, when you go on Twitter and you see a minister, about 85% of the time, it's not the minister talking to you. It's somebody he's hired to do that, to make his ministry grow. Here's one that says, my mother's surgery went well. Thank you for the prayer. We stuck right with him throughout the surgery. See, 24 hours a day, I admit it, I sleep for a couple, 3 hours a night. And you can't get a hold of me, but the rest of the time you can get a hold of me. I will answer you, and I do pray for you, you see. I don't hire anybody to do that. I do it. If you send me email, I answer your email. Somebody else that I hire doesn't do it. Are you with me? I hope so. So this ministry is one of the most personal ministries that you will ever encounter unless you go down and get involved in your church. And we reach out to those, like William here. I don't see a cell phone. If he had a cell phone, I'd text him. Now, I've got so many texts here and so many emails here that I can't get them all answered while I'm on the air. But I guarantee that when I get home, which will be right around 4 o'clock in the morning, I will answer every single one. And then I'm up till about 6, and I'll answer everybody, and then I lie down. And when I get up, they'll be on my phone, and I will answer them. I have helped people through suicidal thoughts. We help people with marriage problems. We help people that are out there in the middle of the night and ready to give up on God. And it isn't some hired person doing it for the ministry. It's old brother Jacob is on there. So if you want to contact me, my number is 503-539-3012. That's my number. That's my cell phone. You can't touch it. That's my iPhone. And you can call me. And I won't talk. There's one young man out there. He knows who he is. He's always trying to get me to talk on the phone. And I tell him, I don't talk on the phone. That takes too much time. And during the time that I'm talking on the phone, I'm getting 10, 15 texts that need to be answered. I've got to be able to minister to the people that God sends me. I take it as a personal charge from God. I have to do it. So if you want to get a hold of old brother Jacob, you won't be getting a hold of my staff. We get a kick out of that. People will say, God bless you and Renee and Tina and your staff. Excuse me. Here's the staff. Me, Renee, and Tina. That's the ministry. That's it. Everything that's done by this ministry is done by my family. We do it in our own house, so there's no rent. Isn't that wonderful? We don't have to pay a big rent. We're not building one of those great big buildings with the crystal windows in it and all of that stuff. I'm not trying to build a 900-foot Jesus or something. I'm helping people. Because God saved me. God called me out of the world when I was absolutely lost. Absolutely lost. Here's someone named Victor. Well, hi, Victor. I know you. And he says, oops, and it just went away. So, no, I held it too long. I'll tell you what Victor has just said. He says, pray with me, Brother Jacob, that I preach God's word today. That's my Victor. I've got a picture of Victor. We'll have to get that up on the website. And we're attracting some of these preachers. Quite a few of them. And we're attracting churches, finally. They've decided maybe they should reach out. And I send them pictures, and I send them things they can use in their text ministry. You know, if you want something in this kingdom to grow, you know what you do with it? You give it away. Hi, Victor. How you doing? And there's John. And I hope your father heard that when we asked for prayer for him. And there's my big wave, Dave. And, it just goes on and on. There's so many. Then Clyde, who keeps me informed what kind of tea he's drinking. How you doing, Clyde? But I've got a whole... People call the prayer line. That's a simple thing to do. You call that 503-539-3012. Let it ring through. It's voicemail. I guarantee you I'll listen to it. I guarantee you I'll listen to it. Not some employee, but Brother Jacob will listen to it. And if you need prayer, I'll begin praying for you. And if you've got a cell phone, at some point, I'll probably text you and say, how's Aunt Harriet doing? I've been praying for her and you haven't told me. I am a real old man sitting here working for God. Because he saved me out of the world. Are you with me? I know you are. I like to say that. Because I like to see all the hands go up out there. When I find out that people are with me.
Are you with me?
I hope that explains it a little, William. I used to take all kinds of calls. And when I'd get a call, see, we're paying somewhere around $26 a minute for this airtime. And by the time I'd get someone around to telling me what it was they wanted, we had, you know, and then finally what they wanted was to be, we have people, see, it twists my tongue. That's got to be the devil doing that. Some people want to be prayed for on the air. I guarantee you that God is listening when I'm in my prayer chamber and I'm down on my knees praying for you. I guarantee you he's listening. He doesn't have to have it go out broadcast so everybody will hear it. It took me a while to figure that out. It took me about 10 years to figure that out. God hears our prayers. Now, the hard part is when sometimes he says no, as a guy, he'll say, nope, I'm not going to give you that because he's the best father. He's the most perfect father. You know, if you went up to your dad when you were just a little kid and you said, can I play with the butcher knife?
No, you leave that knife alone. I don't want you hurting yourself.
And sometimes, you know, it looks good. Something in your life looks just beautiful, and you think, that's what I want. And he says, no, I've got something else better for you.
I don't want that. I want this. And give me that. I want what I want when I want it.
No, we can't be like that. All right, now, dear one, I hope you've got, I'm going to use water and I'm going to use a little piece of cracker here. I heard the two preachers last night on a channel. I get up in the middle of the night, you know, to look at my phone, and sometimes I'll switch it on a Christian channel. I won't tell you which one that I was listening to, but maybe you were watching it. And they were having a discussion that went on for a half hour about whether or not the bread we use should be leavened. I don't understand that. See, because the leaven that Jesus was talking about is the leaven of the Pharisees that gets into the church. Oh, well. Are you ready now? Who's that now? Well, that's Victor. There. Oh, I've got that picture, Victor. I'm going to put that up on the web as soon as I can. I'm always saying I don't have any workers. I wish I had about 20 that... I wish I had one. I had the most wonderful webmaster. And as my grandfather would say, you know, he flew the coop. But what happened, I'm sure, was something came up in his life, like he... My goodness, he had a brand new baby. I wouldn't want to be doing all that either. All right. Before we celebrate the Lord's Supper, I'd like to talk to you for just a minute, about why we celebrate it. Yes, and I would admit to you that we celebrate the Lord's Supper because he said, do this in remembrance of me. But there's more. Remembrance of what? I feel that today, somehow, the cross is being lost in modern Christianity. We're so wrapped up in building communities. We're so wrapped up in building huge ministries that we're losing sight of what we're supposed to be doing here in the kingdom of God. We're to be loving God above all else and loving one another. We're to be serving one another, not being served. The one who serves will be first in the end. Are you? I know you're with me. I keep asking that. But man tried to make it on his own, and he couldn't do it. He tried sacrifices. He couldn't do it. Are you able to do it? I know some people out there that say they've done it. They've got saved, and now they never sin. I don't know. I think maybe we could take all those people and put them down there on Catalina Island or something, you know, and where they could tell that to somebody else, because I don't believe it, because my Bible says there is no righteous man, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Huh? I'll share something with you. Don't you get, you know, whether you get down on your knees or do like I do, I stand up and put my hands up to the Lord, and I have a tendency to talk a little loud when I pray. And I repent of all the terrible things that I've done in my life. I've done that, and then, you know, I go back over the day, and I repent of the things that I've done that I think offend my Lord, and oh, he forgives me every time, and then I walk away, and it isn't very long, and I'm doing the same thing again. Am I alone in that? I don't think so. I think there's, Victor knows that, Robert knows that. There are some out there who believe, and I guess they believe because they say it from the pulpit, that, you know, they were saved when they were 5 and baptized when they were 8 and they've never sinned. Now they've got... here's the way it is for me. I've been saved. I've been redeemed. I've been sanctified. But I'm not yet glorified. And I'm so grateful that God looked down upon mankind and said, they can't do it. They've got this free will, and they just can't do it. So I'm going to send my only begotten Son, and he's perfect. And you see, they're not perfect, and I demand, he says, a perfect sacrifice. He was tempted in all ways that we are, but there was no sin found in him. He was completely sin-free. So if he would be sacrificed, then God would accept that, you see. But down he came. He knew what was going to happen to him. This is why we celebrate communion, to remember the monumental propitiation that Jesus gave for our souls. And he knew it in advance. He knew that they were going to scourge him. They were going to spit on him. They were going to demean him. They were going to make him carry his own cross. He knew that. He knew that they were going to nail him to that cross and allow him to die there. And die he did. Even though Jesus is a part of the Trinity, you know, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, he had to die. So he had to trust Father God, just as we do. We have to trust him that he will get us up out of that grave. Are you hearing me? Don't text me right now. Join me with communion. Then text me. I'll be up until 6 o'clock in the morning. I'll answer you. We owe Jesus everything. The wages of sin. None of us can escape the sin. None of us can escape the sin. I know somebody out there saying, well, I don't sin. You better start looking a little deeper. And the wages of sin are death. And it is allotted for man once to live and then to die, and then comes the judgment. And when we are judged, we're going to be judged at the mercy seat of Christ. Because we're covered with the blood. God the Father looks at us through that blood. So our judgment is going to be for what we have done in His kingdom. What we have done in His kingdom. Not what kind of a car you drive. Not what kind of a job that you hold. Not what kind of a widescreen television you have in your house. Not what neighborhood that you live in. But what you have done in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And now, join me here. Before we begin, Paul reminds us that we must search ourselves for sin, confess those sins to God, and ask for His forgiveness. So we'll pause just now to allow each of us an opportunity to pray. Dear God, we know that when we sin, we hurt ourselves and we hurt those around us. But, oh God, we offend You. Forgive us, Lord. And we know we will, for He's a merciful and loving God. Then there are times, Lord, when Your Spirit is telling us to do something. And we don't follow that. We do what our own spirits tell us to do. Our own pride tells us to do. Forgive us for those sins of omission, Father God. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now I'm holding up the bread. And the Holy Word of God says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to His disciples, saying, take, eat, this is My body. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for Your sacrifice. And now I'm holding up the cup, and the word says, then He took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is My blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Well, thank You, Lord. Then He says, I tell you, well, this is our promise, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on and until that day, oh, hallelujah, when I drink it anew with you in My Father's kingdom. We're going to be right there with Him. I would read you one more verse. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Now let's just take a few moments here to contemplate what you and I have done here together at this late night hour. He's right there with you, Hazel.
Your sweet love surrounds me, and your gentle voice.
Oh, Chris.
On and on.
Esther. We're going to make it.
You're everywhere. Your tender.
Jennifer in Lakewood, California. We just love you. Oh my.
But your goodness.
I hope you're listening, Jesse. Merrily. Great big poo loves on you, sister. Michael over there in Vancouver.
And it almost as if you were here, right here in my room.
God bless you, Michael. Oh, I just thank you, Index Church. And that Fred down there in Yorba Linda. And my Juan down there in Los Angeles. James in San Francisco. Odetta and Gresham and George and my Tony Spurl. God bless you, Tony. Oh, and thank you for the photo, Carrie. Right up to the bottom after this.
The trumpet of the Lord shall sound. The time shall be no more. Every morning wakes eternal back again. Chosen ones will gather over on the other shore. Yeah, the Lord's calling, I'll be there.
You are listening to the Faith Line program. Where we're about to enter that final one half hour, that time when the clock on the tower will toll. And dear one, the world is about to enter that time when the trump will sound. And Jesus will come to take us home. Are you ready?
When it rolls called up yonder, I'll be there. On that bright cloudless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise.
Oh, praise God.
In the glory of His resurrection chair. All the saints will gather to their home beyond the sky, and the rolls called up yonder.
When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Coming with me. When you give to God's work, God will give to you. Why not become a member of the Faithline program? We're a great big family doing good around the world. We're growing all of the time. And here's the best part. 100% of your donation, anyone else can say that, and everything that you give, every cent that you give, is tax deductible. Call 1-800-845-2162. Help us stay on the air and help us to help those in Haiti. Do it right now. 1-800-845-2162. You will be richly blessed when you do. So many of you have written to tell me how you love the frogs as much as we do. So Joe has put them on a CD for you. Only $12.95 for, I think it's 90 minutes or 45 minutes. I don't, whatever fits on a CD, you've got our Grotto Frogs. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. Only $12.95 and $1.54 postage, of course. And you can fall asleep to those frogs every night like we do. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. Sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. The time that you were free, give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. We are so proud of the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon. Not only do they support the Faith Line, but they do wonderful work. Here's a letter that I received just this week from Sister Carol in Baker, Oregon. She says, "Dear Brother Jacob, I suffered with colitis and diverticulitis. I had chronic abdominal pain. I had alternating constipation and diarrhea. Sometimes I was afraid because there was blood in my stool. I had done everything that the other doctors had told me to do. Then I heard about the Morse Clinic on your program. I made an appointment, and they did a complete physiological profile, and I followed their recommendations. Brother Jacob, now it has been 3 years, and I have had 3 colonoscopies that have been perfectly normal. Thank you for your recommendation. Won't you call them today if you suffer? Don't suffer another day. Call 760-6081. That's 503-760-6081. Make an appointment You haven't tried everything till you've been to the Morse Clinic. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. Oh, Albertina, you look wonderful tonight.
Life can be so beautiful.
In knowing Jesus. Just take one turn around with me.
Life can be so marvelous.
In knowing. Where did you get the rhinestones on those glasses?
Life can be so marvelous.
Oh, I got that wrong.
And knowing
you dazzle me.
Because his love.
Listen. All of them. It's not just part of them. I wonder what that means. My Mitchell just sent me one. Maybe you're going to have to send me another one, Mitchell. Because he said, I better not even say it. I don't know what he's saying here. Oh, I think he meant you're awesome, but he said you're cussing. That's all right. He's sleepy out there. Victor says thank you. Listen, Victor, we thank you. God bless you. We've got about 4 minutes here. What can we talk about while we're doing that? Then I'll tell you a story and put you to bed. Then I'll drive all the way home. And I'll answer all my texts. And I'll do my praying. And I'll eat a lime popsicle. You know, they're low in carbs, so I can do that. I didn't sleep much last night. Did you sleep? I wonder. Really strange. I was up most of the night. Well, I was up until 6 o'clock in the morning. Didn't sleep at all. And then today I got up, and when Renee gets up, you know, and then she doesn't wake me. She creeps out of bed, but there seems to be this great empty void over there in the room. And that wakes me up, and I'm sure you can do the same thing. You know, like when she and Tina take off and go to the library, so I know as soon as they shut that door, the house feels empty and I'm awake. Who says that we don't have a spirit? I've been praying, asking God to allow me to see his angels more. God is a spirit. In one version it says he's a spirit, and in another it says God is spirit. And then we have a spirit, and the angels are spirits, and there are demon spirits, and everything has a spirit behind it if you look at it real close. Have you noticed that? I'll tell you how to ruin your family. Go down there to the video store and rent a bunch of those axe murder things and bring them home and play them in your house. Right through that screen, the devil will come and infiltrate your house. You'll be praying protection around it, and he'll be coming right in through that screen. And the next thing you know, you'll be fighting and arguing and getting a divorce. You wonder, why is this? What's this happening about? I didn't do anything. There is a spirit behind everything. I like to call it a power. There's a power behind everything, Hezekiah. Now, he and I know about the power of cheese. You take a pound of cheese over there on the cutting board, and I know you've done it. Don't tell me you haven't done it, because I know you've done it. I'm not talking to Hezekiah, because I know he's done it. And you take that sharp knife, and you don't saw, you cut. a great big wedge off of that cheese. Now you got to wrap that cheese up and put it back into the refrigerator, right? And so you think, well, I'll cut another little piece off to eat while I'm wrapping it. Isn't that right? I'm doing it, yeah. The power of cheese. If you're a lady out there, then it's not the power of cheese. It's the power of pastry. I'm getting, you know, Renee will say, no, don't buy me any of those donuts. Don't do that. Don't buy me that donut. You know, there's something in women's genes that makes them just love bread and love pastry. I don't think they ever wake up to the power of cheese.
Think about a lullaby.
Think about a lullaby.
Baby, close your eyes, don't cry.
Think about a lullaby.
Let me sing you off to sleep.
And I'll tell you a story.
Let daddy pray your soul to keep.
It's safe here with your mom and I. Think about a lullaby. All right now, no more excuses. Time for you to go to sleep. Pull those covers right up underneath your chin. Make yourself real comfortable. Reach over there and grab that teddy bear or that long pillow or whatever it is that you hug in the night. Close your little eyes and I'll tell you a story. Last week I told you how the entire neighborhood got involved. My whole family got involved in going to the dump. My dad had volunteered to take other people's garbage and refuse and to clean our yard out, and so he had to borrow a dump truck. And then we set out, and it was a long trip. It was almost 8 miles, and in those days that was a long, long ways. Us kids were in the back with all the junk, and my dad and my uncle were in the front of the truck, and we putt-putted down the road, and then eventually we could see the smoke off there to our left and to the west. We could see the smoke rising up from the dump, and we turned in past a rickety old gate that my uncle had to get out and open, and then down a bumpy dirt road. Oh, the truck just bounced and bumped, and us kids would go up and down. Oh, I'm going to hang on to this washing machine. You hang on to something there.
Hey, I'm about to get thrown out of here.
No, just hang on. Just hang on.
Are you kids all right back there?
Oh, yeah, we're okay, Dad. And then we arrive at the dump. Oh, the dump had a few drawbacks, as I recall. Number one was the smell. The dump smelled awful. It smelled of garbage. It smelled of burning paper. It smelled of refuse that had been there since the First World War. It was just a big pile of junk. It was always smoldery. And that smoke was grimy. It would get on your hands, and it would get on your face, and into your clothes, and your hair, and there was garbage everywhere. You had to be careful where you stepped. And we were greeted, always greeted, by the dump man. We called him the dump man. I don't know if anyone knew his name. He was a large man. Of course, everyone looked large when I was that young. But he had tousled hair that stuck out from under an old fedora. We knew that that fedora had been salvaged from the garbage heap. You could see ants crawling around in it. One time I was looking at him, you know how a fedora has two little holes by the hat band? And I watched an ant crawl in, and then in a little while an ant crawled out. and I wondered for a long time.
Well, I wondered if those were the same ant or were those two ants that were in his hat.
I don't know, but you know, I saw a big beetle up there, too.
And his face was grimy. He had big red circles around the rims of his eyes, and his entire face was dark with grimy smoke. He had lips that pouted. He wore a pair of bib overalls, and he had the biggest belly that I had ever seen.
Jacob, quit staring at that man's stomach.
Well, I've never seen a stomach that big, Dad. I just was looking at it there. My goodness gracious, that's bigger than our beach ball.
Well, don't. That's rude to stare. Don't stare at him.
No one ever knew his name. He collected a dollar from my dad. And my dad gave it to him with great joy. We were going to get rid of all of this junk. And he said,
well, it's going to be $2 for that big of a load, sir. You're going to have to pay $2 for that big a load.
Well, all right. Here's another dollar.
He made $2 on us, see. The dump man had a wife that lived there with him in what we called the dump man's shack. You couldn't call it a house. It looked like something, well, you know those shacks that they build outside of poor towns in Africa that you've seen where people are sitting around open fires and starving to death? Well, it was made out of whatever he could find, billboards and pieces of tin, old pieces of lumber. It was just a shack. And then his wife would come out. She'd hear our truck, and out she'd come. Now, she wasn't big like he was. She was a skinny woman, tiny woman, almost all bone, with long black hair that had gray all through it. And she wore a printed dress that you could see was made out of old flour sacks, and a pair of shoes that didn't match. She'd no doubt got those off the garbage pile.
Well, you can dump over there behind that pile.
Well, I'll get stuck over there in the mud, sir.
Well, for another 50 cents, you can dump over there where the ground is dry. It's harder for me to dig over there, so it costs more money.
Oh, well, that's what we'll do, because I'm not going over there into that mud and get this truck stuck.
Well, if you get it stuck, I've got a winch. I'll get you out of there. Of course, it'll cost you a couple of bucks.
Here's 50 cents.
About that time, his wife looked at us kids and, oh, that poor woman. I can still see her face all covered with grime, and her hands that were cut all over, and fingernails that had enough dirt to grow a garden.
Well, you boys have some real nice toys inside. You know, come and have a look.
Go ahead. I'll give him that other 50 cents and dump this load. Go ahead, Jacob. Go look and see what she's got.
Well, inside the small shelter, that shack that they lived in, it didn't smell any different than outside.
Well, now, look at here. Can you see this fine yo-yo? It is only burned on one side just a little and needs a string. I'll give you that for 4 cents. Oh, and look at this little truck over here. Isn't this little truck nice? And it only is missing one wheel and the windshield.
Oh, my goodness, we looked at all of that stuff. And my brother and I thought about it.
Well, you know, we can have more toys. We doesn't have many toys, and I've got a nickel. Maybe we can find something here we could buy.
Well, I've got a couple of pennies. That's 7 cents. We'll see what she'll give us for 7 cents.
Well, look over here at this lamp. I know your mother would want this lamp.
And then Father, he came in. And he bought some tools from the old dump man. And my uncle bought a rake with a broken handle.
You know, I can fix that handle and that rake. That's no problem at all.
My brother and I bought old comic books. We decided on that. She had a bunch of comic books, and most of them only had a few pages missing or the cover. Well, they did smell pretty bad. My dad bought a picture of Jesus for Mother. It only had one little scratch right down his nose. Each of us came home with a treasure, and my mother greeted us, and she wasn't impressed at all.
Why would you go to the dump and haul all that garbage back home? You went out there to take junk and burn it. Now you've brought more. You stink like that old dump. Baths for everyone, and baths right now.
She ushered us in. Of course, my dad bathed first. She laid out his clothes, and he went into the bathroom and scrubbed. I was next, and when I went in there, that bathtub had a ring of black around it. It was a quarter of an inch thick.
Well, that isn't going to hurt you, and it doesn't mean a thing. And you have to scrub that tub when you're through anyway.
Well, yeah, but I didn't put that big ring up there. You know, you did that, Dad.
Just take your bath.
So we all bathed, and then after dinner looked at our treasures. My mother made us keep them outside. To tell the truth, they were just garbage, but to us, they were treasures. Funny, isn't it? One person considers things to be worthless, and another person considers it to be a treasure. Some consider this world to be a treasure, but I'm thankful that Jesus has my treasure in heaven. Aren't you? Good night.
Think about a butterfly. Think about a lullaby. Think about a cloud in the sky. You can count your little sheep, but baby, you got to go to sleep. And baby, please don't you cry. Think about a lullaby. About a lullaby.
It's time to let you go. It's time to say goodbye. There's no more excuses. No more tears to cry. Been so many changes, I was so confused. All along you were the one, all the time I never knew. I want you to be happy.
We've reached the end of another Faithline program. But the work of the Faith Line goes on, and this is Brother Jacob. I want you to remember that our lives are not based on hope. Our lives are based on faith. Faith in the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, His precious blood on the cross. And until we meet right here, the same time, same station next week, remember, God loves you, and so do I.
This is Michael Carr asking you to be sure to tune in again next week, Saturday night, Sunday morning, at the same time, for another Faithline with Pastor T.L. Jacob. Send your prayer requests and offerings to The Faith Line, P.O. Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And remember, this mighty outreach of hope and love would not be possible without the prayers and financial support of our listeners.